My name's Kelly, and I'm the worship pastor here. I'm also in charge of the men's ministry, and been asked to speak this morning. And if you know me, you know I haven't been myself lately. The last couple weeks have been really tough for me and my family, and we're still just right in it. And I'll be honest, it really sucks right now. But I know that you guys are with us. I know that you're praying for us and my family, and I'm very, very grateful for that. But I feel like I've been kind of a shell of my normal self lately, and they only really ask me to do this like once a year, so of course, it just happens that like right when I'm going, you know, up to, it's my turn to speak for the, you know, the one time a year that I do it, I'm having the worst possible time at home. And, you know, in some ways, I don't know if that's a coincidence. You know, I think I think Satan is real. And I think he's trying to tear us apart. And I don't think he wants me up here. Because I don't really want to be up here. But I think it's right. I think it's right for me to be here. I think what I have to say today is true. And I think we need to hear it. And I think I'm the person to say it. So let's pray. God, you know it all. You know, I feel like a broken vessel this morning. I don't feel worthy. But your word is true. And it's worth speaking about, even if I don't feel like I'm the one to do it, or if I'm worthy to do it. Your word is true, and I'm going to stand on that this morning for the sake of this community that I love, and for the sake of my family. So Holy Spirit, move, speak, pick me up where I might fall down, speak to your people this morning, Holy Spirit, as you are faithful to do. Amen. So Sacred Rhythms of the People, we're wrapping that up today. And what I'm going to talk about today is singing, worshiping through music together here in this space. And it kind of makes sense that they picked me since I'm the worship pastor. It's kind of my job. That's kind of what I'm in charge of. So I've spent a lot of time in my time as the worship pastor here at Missio thinking about what worship is. And I've jumped around to a lot of different definitions and a lot of different ways of kind of defining what I think worship is. So naturally, to try to figure out what the right answer was, I went to AI. But as usual, I was like, dang, that's good. So I have these three things that I think, however we want to talk about worship, I really think they boil down to these three elements. And they are that when we worship, we are recognizing God for who he is. And we're submitting ourselves to him in reverence for who he is and gratitude for what he's done for us. And we are seeking to align ourselves with his will. because of who he is, right? And I think that really does a good job of summing up what worship is. And at the risk of putting myself out of a job, I don't see anything about music in there. And I don't see anything about having to come together in a group of people to do it. And honestly, most of the time of my worship, as the worship pastor, I've been trying to get that message through to like my worship leaders, my worship team, even to you guys as a broader community of just, we are people who were created to worship, and it's not meant to just be here when we come here and sing together, right? I think if you've grown up in the church, then worship has become synonymous. It just means the same thing as coming here and singing, right? And that's messed up, right? Worship is so much more than that. And so what I've tried to do is I've tried to lead the way myself and encourage you guys in being what I would call everyday worshipers, where we go into our day-to-day life and we consider how all of the things that we do can and should be worship. Can and should be things that we recognize who God is, we submit to him, and we seek to align ourselves with his will. Whether we're waking up in the morning and getting our family ready to get out the door, or if we're meeting with a friend for coffee, or if we're heading to work, or going to church, or whatever we're doing, going to play basketball, to exercise, all of those things can be framed as worship, and I think those are the people that God created us to be. It's people who worship in everything that we do. So if we don't need music, we don't need to sing to worship, we don't actually even need to come to this place to worship, why do we? Because we do, right? Every time you guys come here, we're up here and we're singing some songs, and some of you love it. Some of you probably show up late on purpose so you can kind of miss some of it. But we do it. So why? And, we are in church, so the why answer, I'm going to give a real churchy answer just to start off with, is because the Bible says that we should do it, right? So let's start there. I know that's kind of a lame, churchy answer, but let's just start there for a second. So I want to look at Psalm 95. And I mean, you know, Ava read a psalm that basically said the same thing, but we're going to look at Psalm 95. I'll read it for us. It says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care." So, pretty clear. The Bible says, come together and sing. But I hope you need more than that answer. I hope you've lived enough life to know that because the Bible says so, that's not a good enough answer for why we should do something. And I know I experienced that, this might be super lame, but kind of for the first time when I was in college, because I grew up in a small town, Redmond, Oregon. Pretty much everybody went to one of the handful of churches that were there. I pretty much just hung out with my youth group friends. I was very much engulfed and in Christian culture. And so if the Bible says it, we believe it, we do it, right? I went to college, and I kind of, for the first time, really started to like make friends with people who didn't have that same background as me. And I remember this guy is still one of my best friends from college to this day, and we were having this conversation real early on in our friendship, and we were kind of debating about some moral issue, and he asked me, he said, why do you think that this thing is wrong? Why do you think that? I was like, well, because the Bible says that. And he's like, well, I don't believe in the Bible. And I was like, what? And that was a really eye-opening moment for me because there's got to be something more, right? There's got to be something that drives us more than just that this book that is a wonderful, beautiful, living, breathing word of God, but there's got to be something. We've got to experience it, right? And so this is what I think. I think God loves us. Do you think that? Okay. So if God loves us, this is the way I think. I'm a banker. I think if this, then this. If this, then this. If God loves us and he tells us to do something, he must be telling us to do that because it's for our good, right? Right? I mean, if you're a parent, like, I don't just tell my kid that he can only play Minecraft for a certain amount of time each day just because I love, like, him hating me, right? Like, I tell him that because I really think it's for his good. Like, I love him, and I really think it's good for him to do something else besides just play that game as much as he would want to, right? And so if God commands us in his word, and David, a man after God's own heart, and the OG worship pastor says, do this, then I think it's for our good. Would you guys agree with that? Okay, so that's we're getting there. I still think we need to talk about like why it's for our good though. And before we do that, I want to just try it out. Okay? You guys knew you were gonna have to sing during this, right? Okay. So I want to try something here, and it'll just be just a little bit tiny different than the way that we usually sing. Before we do it, though, I just want to address that I know there are all different levels of singer in this room, right? I'm a vocal performance major, so that's like literally like what I do. I just sing all the time, right? But I know that that's not everybody. But we're going to sing together, and I don't care if you like to sing. I don't care if you think you're a good singer or not. I want you to participate in this because, trust me, God loves us, and he commanded us to do this, and it's for our good, okay? So if you are a good singer and you know how to sing harmonies and you love doing that, let's hear it. I want to hear the harmonies, okay? If you are like, I can follow a melody, but I get messed up if I try to go up, just sing the melody, right? If the melody's too high for you, then go down, sing it low. If everything I just said is Greek to you and you're like, I don't know what harmony is, I don't know what melody is, I just can like talk and make it longer, that I want you to do that, you know? So here's how this is going to work. I know my guitar's not plugged in. I told the sound people not to freak out about that. This is not about the guitar. This is about our voices. I just need this so we can start on the right note. Let's stand up. So everybody on this side of the room, you're going to go first. And I want you to sing the first line of that song. How great is our God, sing with me. And then when they say sing with me, you take a break, and you guys say, okay, we're going to sing with them, right? So you guys come in, and you sing the second line. How great is our God, and all will see, and then we're all going to sing the last line together, okay? Is that clear? This side first, you say, sing with me, and then you guys come in, and you're like, okay, we'll sing with you, and then you sing, and then everybody's going to sing together, okay? And so I want you, like I said, I want you to sing out. And then I also want you, especially when you're not singing and the other people are singing, just listen, okay? Just listen to it, all right? Okay, you guys ready? How great, this is your note. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great. Oh, see how. Everybody. Good. You guys are doing great. We're going to do a couple more times. Okay, ready? How great. Sing it out. Sing with me how. Oh, see how. Yeah, keep it going. I'm going to stop playing, but you guys just keep going. Ready?
How great is our God. Sing we, how great is our God. Oh, see how great, how great is our God.
That's good. Let's do it one more time. Ready?
How great is
Sorry, we just gotta do it one more time. I need it one more time. Okay, ready?
How great. Sing with me how great.
Thank you. You can sit. That was for my good. Together, we can create something that is beautiful. And when we all participate in that, we're all a part of creating that beautiful thing. And that's good. So let's talk a little bit about what I think we just experienced. We're going to talk about the reasons why I think singing songs of worship together is for our good. And the first reason is because it helps us express our love and gratitude to God. There wasn't much to that song. Pretty much, how great is our God? Pretty much five words that we're singing there. But words that open up our minds to how great a God we serve. That remind us of the good things that He's done for us. The times that He's been with us. When we needed Him, and the ways that we need Him now. And there's just something about singing it out. It's different than just saying it, and it's different than just thinking it. It's a proclamation. Sometimes you just have to say something out loud before you even really know if it's true or right or real. You know? Sometimes you have to speak your fears out loud just to go, oh yeah, that's baloney, right? Singing songs of worship is for our good because it takes us to that place. Which is a good place for us to be. I also think that singing songs of worship is for our good because it draws us into authentic community. Singing is vulnerable. can make you feel self-conscious, can be scary. It's the morning, right? You don't know what's going to come out. But vulnerability builds authenticity, right? I mean, you can't be an authentic community without being willing to be vulnerable. And we're all in it together. You know, we're all in that same place of singing out, making ourselves available to be vulnerable with one another. And here's the thing that I've learned about God. He really loves me, right? And he's done good and beautiful things in my life. But he doesn't just do those things for me. He does them for me, but it's not just for me. The beautiful things that God does in my life are meant to be shared and are meant to be ministered to my community, to my family. So when we come and we sing those songs together, we're not just singing how great is our God for ourselves, we're singing it for one another. So when you're standing there and you're listening to the other side of the room sing, "How great is our God," they're singing that for you. Sometimes you really need to hear that. And it's for our good. Okay. The third thing that I think about singing songs of worship together and why it's for our good is because it gives us a picture of God's kingdom. I'm going to read Revelation 7, 9 through 12. It says, you guys know, Revelation is like the picture of God's kingdom. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count. From every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." You guys, Missio is a beautiful community. If you look around this room, you will find someone who looks different than you, who thinks differently than you because of the different culture that they grew up in, who didn't eat giant pieces of prime rib for dinner. This is a glimpse of God's kingdom, of people from different backgrounds, different cultures, different ethnicities, different ages, coming together in unity because we have something in common. We have a Father who loves us and called us into his family. So, and you know, you can't get that in every church. It's a gift. We have a gift in this space, in this room, an opportunity to worship in unity with people who look different than us. And this is a picture of God's kingdom. And the thing about God's kingdom is, we often think of it as it's way down the line, right? After we die or after Jesus comes back or somewhere in there, that's when God's kingdom comes, right? But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, the time is now, the kingdom is here. Repent and believe, aka grab a hold of it. Live into it, right? We have the opportunity every week to come here and worship God just like that picture in Revelation. It's incredible. And it's for our good, right? Okay. So that was three things. That's all I need, I think, right? Three things, and that's you're convinced? Okay, so just as I kind of wrap up here, I just want to talk about a couple of things that we do when we worship and kind of why we do them and sort of, in a way, it's sort of like a little worship coaching session, okay? So the first part is just about the posture that we enter into worship in. And so a couple of things that we can do to enter into this space and posture of worship. The first one, and I know that I'm the last person to be talking about this. It's a good thing that I have to be here like an hour and a half early, because otherwise I would totally be rolling in 15, 20 minutes late. But being on time can actually be really helpful in helping us enter into this space in a posture of worship. Because we can come in, we can settle ourselves, and we can actually hear the first worship song, which, as you guys know, we always pick the first worship song as the best worship song. Did you guys know that? We try to start off with the best one. So being on time can be really helpful in entering into a posture of worship. Another thing, and you'll notice I had you stand up when we sang. And you know, singing is easier when you stand up. It's just the way your body's built. But even more than that, standing is a show of deference and honor to God. So if we are able, standing is a good way to, again, enter into a posture of worship. Another thing that you'll see people doing in worship is putting the hands up, right? Some people do it like this. I just thought of this like Facebook thing or something where it was like the field goal worship or the penalty. Anyways, I don't remember, so I won't get into it. So if I put my hands up like this, and if I look up, I pretty much look like what my three-year-olds looked like all the time, right? Like, Daddy, pick me up, right? And that's a great posture to enter into worship, right? It's also a show of deference and honor to God, but honestly, like, we can be in an intimate space with God and just say, Daddy, I need you. Pick me up, I want you. I want to feel your arms around me, right? Another thing I'll do with my hands sometimes is hold them like this. And to me, that actually means something totally different. Because when I hold my hands like this, what I'm doing is I'm going, here is all the stuff that I'm carrying that I just can't. And I just kind of drop it before his feet. But I keep my hands here like this because now, because I dumped all that stuff, my hands are open and ready to receive God's goodness. So this is another posture that I use a lot when I'm worshiping, because I'm just here I am, here's all my stuff. What do you say? What do you got, God? I already talked about singing out, so I won't get real into that, but just everybody's voice contributes to the beauty of what's happening in this space. Another one is pay attention. We try to pick these songs on purpose because we think that the words that they're saying are good and worth thinking about and worth singing and saying. So pay attention to what you're singing and saying. Pay attention to how the Holy Spirit is bringing up things that you're dealing with in your life and how the words that you're singing are speaking into those things. And you probably do that, but also just pay attention to the fact that you're not alone. Pay attention to the fact that everyone around you is in this space with you, and they're for you. So yes, I'm singing these words and I'm thinking about what they mean for me, but sing these words for each other and receive them from each other. And I also just want to take a quick moment to just kind of thank the all of the talented and humble people that come up here to lead us in worship. Because if you think it's vulnerable sitting where you're at and singing, it's vulnerable to be up here. And we are so blessed as a community to have a robust group of people who love Jesus and who give of their time and their gifts and their energy to come up here and lead us in that. Because, the harp and the lyre, guitar and piano, right? Like, those things help us. Those things help us enter into this space. And again, I think we, Missio, are really blessed by the music that we have each week. So, speaking of those guys, you can go ahead and come on up. Now the hey, guess what? You get to put all that into practice, like literally right now. So we're gonna sing and we're gonna take communion and again, I just encourage you in all of those ways that we just talked about how to engage in this time of singing. Try it out. Sing more than you normally do. Listen more than you normally would. Be aware of what the Holy Spirit's doing, what He's saying, and how He's speaking in this moment as we worship. Let me pray. God, thank you. You are indeed great. You're our God. You're our shepherd. We are the people of your pasture. We yearn to express our thanks and gratitude to you for who you are and what you've done. We yearn to see you break into our lives, to lead us, to guide us, to give us strength and hope. God, thank you for this community. What a blessing this community is. It's a loving community, an authentic community, and a diverse community. Thank you that we can sing together in vulnerability, speaking words of truth and beauty over one another, and experiencing your kingdom in doing that. We love you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.